Dispatch.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm fine. May I help you?
You sure can. Ain't y'all got a driver named Burl Johnson or Earl Johnson or something like that?
We have a Burl Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. That's him. Well, look here. My name is Willie P. Richardson, and I'm calling from Nacogdoches, Texas. I was just wondering if you could tell me how I could get a hold of him.
We don't give out driver's information.
Well, I really need to get a hold of him. It's really important.
I can get a message to him, but I can't give you his phone number.
Well, look here. If you can get a message to him pretty quick, I sure would appreciate it.
What do you need me to tell him?
Like I said, it's kind of urgent. Yesterday afternoon, I was having some car trouble. I had my wife and all 8 of my kids with me, and he stopped and gave us a ride to a truck stop so we could get somebody to come back out and get our car started. Now, he told me he wasn't supposed to let nobody ride in the truck, but he a nice man, and he just wanted to help, so I hope this here don't get him in no trouble.
Yes, sir. He's not supposed to pick up any passengers or hitchhikers.
Well, like I said, I was with my wife and 8 kids, and we couldn't all fit into that cab with him, and he did get me and my wife in that passenger seat up front with him, and he put 6 of our kids back in that sleeper thing, you know, where that mattress is?
Yes, sir.
And, well, since all them kids wouldn't fit in the front, he put 2 of them in the back of the truck and let them lay down on that foam rubber he was hauling. He said y'all makes furniture, and that's what the foam rubber was for.
He put your children in the trailer?
He sure did. They said they didn't mind, and they thought it'd be fun to ride back there. Anyway, when he let us out at that truck stop, I wasn't paying no attention. We left him 2 kids in the trailer, and he took off.
Oh, my God.
Yes, ma'am. I really didn't think nothing about it till we went back out and got the car to running, and I noticed them 2 was gone.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, look at him. I really need to locate that truck and get them kids back. Anyway, can you find out where he is right now?
Yes, sir. We have a way of tracking the truck. What time yesterday did you say he picked y'all up?
It was about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
And you think your kids are still in the back of the truck?
Yes, ma'am. I guess so, unless he stopped somewhere and opened the back of the trailer.
Oh, my goodness. We'll try to locate him right now, sir.
Well, he ain't going to get in no trouble now, is he?
We're not worried about that right now. We just want to get your children back to you safely. Is there a number where I can reach you?
No, ma'am. I'm calling from a payphone. I'll call y'all back in about 15 minutes. I'm just lucky I remembered your driver's name, and my wife had remembered the name of your company there. You reckon when y'all find him, we could get some of them big old slabs of foam? We've been needing some new mattresses, but can't afford none for that many kids.
Sir, getting the foam shouldn't be your concern. Getting your children back should be what you're worried about.
I'm sorry. Don't get mad. Ain't this something? Got so many kids, I didn't even notice 2 of them was gone.
Sir, I'm not mad. This is just very upsetting. I'll locate the truck, and you can call me right back.
All right, then. Bye.
Bye.